我听报告的时候，我以为问题很少。
Oh, when I heard the announcement, I thought there was only a few questions.
然后他还说什么，哎，你们不要不写啊，什么这些的。
And he was encouraging people to write more questions.
所以我说到时候一定要分几个给他。
I was gonna share a few to him.
这搞了这么多来，谁搞得定啊？
So many questions.
那我要先解释几个很重要的事情啊。
I need to explain something first.
你可以问所有的问题。
You can ask all kinds of questions.
但是我不保证我会回答你所有的问题。
I do not guarantee I'm going to answer your question.
哦，这个会有两个翻译啊。
达成的。
一个是像他翻的叫做 going to。
将要翻译。
我会不会选到你这个问题
？Whether or not I choose your question
来回答
，an answer。
那个会还有第二个翻译。
That word has another translation.
So will I be able to? 是我有没有本领回答你这个问题？因为说句实在话，我们每个人的问题啊，你写下来的也不是问题的全部。
Even what you wrote down is not the entirety of your question.
你这个问题背后都有问题的。
There's the question behind this question.
就是很多背景啊，很多的实际的情况，你不可能几个字把它写清楚的嘛。
There are backgrounds and related information. You couldn't write them all down.
那回答你的人呢？
The answer person.
他也没那么聪明。
He's not that smart.
他也不可能就猜得到你所有那些情况。
And he couldn't have guessed all of your situation.
然后可以帮你解决。
And to solve your problems.
而且更重要的。
And even more importantly.
是就算我了解了你问题的实际的情况。
Even though I could understand the reality of your problem.
我希望你记住一个原则。
May you remember a principle.
那就是你必须自己到神面前去才有答案的。
Only when you come before God, you will have the answer.
哎，你可以问很多人。
You can ask many people.
但是没有一个人可以替你活。
But no one can live instead of you.
给你建议的人很简单的。
It's simple to give you advice.
我看过很多超级有勇气的人。
I have seen many bold people, courageous people.
姐妹哭了。
Sister's crying.
为什么哭
?Why cry?
我老公打我。
My husband beat me.
旁边的姐妹说什么
?What did the other sister say?
你是基督徒。
You're a Christian.
你要有好的见证。
You need to have good testimony.
你这叫为义受苦。
You're suffering for the sake of righteousness.
好好忍耐。
Be patient.
一定要忍耐到底就必得救。
Suffering to the end for your salvation.
我见过。
I have seen that.
讲得好轻松啊。
It's easy to say.
好属灵啊。
Very spiritual.
而且还有圣经根据。
And with Bible proof.
但是问题是被打死的时候不是你啊。
But the one who's beating to death is not you.
是那个人啊。
It's that person.
这样清楚了吗？
Do you understand?
所以我们没有一个人可以替别人做决定。
I cannot make a decision for you.
所有回答问题的时候。
All of our answerings.
都只能够说圣经里面相关的这些教导。是怎么回事
？We can tell you what is the related teaching in the Bible.
至于你知道了这些教导
，As long as you know these teaching，
你要做什么决定
？Whatever decision you make，
是你跟神中间的关系
，is between you and God。
这样清楚了吧
？Are we clear？
OK， 好，那有一些问题呢，我已经请赵家伟准备了。
I have asked our brother Zhao to prepare a few questions.
所以我如果讲到一半累了，我就下去，他就解答那些其他的问题。
I get tired, I'll step down and he will come up.
那如果他讲完了，我再上来讲剩下的问题。
And when he comes finish, I'll come back and finish the rest.
那如果你的问题我没回答到，
If I didn't get to your question,
那很可能就是你的问题太难了。
It's possible that your question are too hard.
我不知道怎么回答。
I do not know how to answer.
所以呢你也不用再追问了。
So do not chase me.
因为 我如果知道我一定想办法帮你回答了。
If I knew, I'd try to help you.
第一个问题。
First question.
夫妻两个里面有一个希望多生几个小孩。
One of the spouse wants to have more kids.
另外一个是希望少生几个。
The other don't want to have many kids.
咋办呢？
What do we do?
这个问题我特别喜欢回答。
I particularly enjoy answering this kind of question.
因为我做婚前辅导的时候，
When I do premarital counseling,
我告诉这些孩子们，
I tell the kids,
如果神给你够用的恩典，
If God gave you enough grace,
想办法生四个，
Try to have four kids,
minimum,
最少四个。
那你们可以想象啊，这些人听到我的话，
Imagine when they hear this,
全晕了，你知道吗？因为他们自己是一个人长大的嘛。
They grew up as a single child.
所以他们想到他们如果有胆量生两个已经很了不起了。
They are bold enough to have two kids, it's already pretty good.
那我告诉他们至少四个。
Four minimum.
那他们一定都有意见。
They complain.
从来没有一次没意见。
Never without a complaint.
每一次都有意见。
Always there's a complaint.
一定问我为什么。
They will ask why.
我就告诉他们。
I tell them.
神给婚姻的祝福
The blessing that God bestowed in the marriage
是生养众多
is to fruitful and multiply.
对，什么叫众？
Multi.
中文的众。
This word that have many
是三个开始，对不对？
Chinese, that word start with three people.
那个才叫众。
That's called multi.
那他就说，那就生三个也可以哦。
Then three would do.
那我说三个不好。
Say three is not good, I say.
那三个为什么不好呢？
Why three not good?
圣经里面什么地方讲三个不好呢？
Where in the Bible says three no good?
还有一个小朋友超级可爱。
One kid is very cute.
他说不是三位一体吗？
Isn't it Trinity?
把我搞晕了。那你生小孩跟三位一体有什么关系？
What does that have to do with Trinity?
我说为什么三个不好？
I explain why three is not good.
因为我有亲身经验。
Because I am personally experienced.
我成长的时候我们家三兄弟。
I grew up with three brothers.
这个三个很不好。
Three is not good.
因为三个在一起啊。
As three are together.
永远有一个撂单的。
There is one that is let alone.
因为三个总不可能三个人相亲相爱的呀。
You can't love three of them.
三个人不会永远和平共存的。
The three of them will never live in harmony.
哎，总有矛盾的时候。
There's always a time for problems.
你知道这个罪人不要人家教的。
The sinners do not need teaching.
很小的年纪就知道怎么拉帮。
Very young, they need to know how to associate.
所以结果呢，一定是搞成两个对付一个。
So it becomes two against one.
所以那个一个的就很惨。
And the one is very sad.
而且这个做父母的心理也很特别。
And the parent's heart is very unique.
老大。
The oldest.
照书养。
You raise them by the book.
是宝贝。
They are the treasure.
是心肝。
They are the heart.
所有的心血都摆在他身上。
All the efforts are on that child.
老三。
The third one.
是老幺
is the last one.
一般来讲生老三的时候
by the time we get to number three,
父母都已经比较成熟了。
The parents have matured.
父母都比较有经验了。
And have relatively gained experience.
所以养孩子变成享受了。
So raising a child become an enjoyment.
知道吗？
Right?
养老大养老二的时候是那个是叫做水深火热。
The first two child is life and death.
等到老三时候你发觉很好玩了。
By the third child is very happy.
而且老大老二也可以帮忙了。
And the first two can help in.
所以老大有宠爱。
The first one, there is love.
老幺也有宠爱。
The last one has love.
那谁最倒霉呢？
Who suffered?
老二最倒霉。
Number two.
所以生三个很多很多问题的。
So、there's many problems with three child.
那我们观察很多生四个的家庭。
And as we observe many families that have four children,
不管他怎么排列组合
doesn't matter how they combine themselves,
生四个都很好办。
Four is easy.
你比如说只有一个女孩三个男孩。
One girl, three boys, for example.
问题不大。
Not a big problem.
为什么不大呢？
Why not?
这个女孩她不太需要同伴的。
And this girl doesn't really need an accompany.
为什么？
Why not?
因为她有父母最多的宠爱。
And she has the most love from the parent.
这样懂吗？
You understand?
那如果三个姐姐一个弟弟。
Three sisters, one brother.
她也不需要同伴的。
He does not need a companion.
她反正生下来就是小霸王。
And he rules anyway.
对吗？所以她不会有心理障碍，你知道吗？
He would not have a psychological shadow.
所以随便你怎么，你两个两个，完美
，two or two，that's perfect，
对不对？很好，那四个都是女的，好不好
？Four girls，
我告诉你，好到你不能相信
，so good。
那四个都是男的呢
？Four boys，
其实是有一点辛苦
，it's a little hard。
但是呢，我这些年来我有一个心得。
But I had this understanding.
就是这个世界上最缺的就是好男人。
This world lacks most good men.
同意不同意？
You agree?
你随便到哪个教会？
You go to any church.
找优秀的。
You look for the good ones.
那种品格好的。
Those people who excel in their moral standards.
属灵的。
They're spiritual.
姐妹
Sisters.
一点都不难找。
It's not hard at all.
一点都不难找。
It's not hard at all.
每个教会都有一堆。
Every church has a bunch.
但是你要找优秀的。
But if you want to look for someone excellent.
品德好的。
Who is good moral.
还属灵的。
And spiritual.
弟兄啊。
Brothers.
哎呦那叫意外。
That's an accident.
那是难死了。
That's very hard.
对吧
?Right?
这就是为什么我们大部分的家庭你们自己凭良心讲。
So for most of your family, you can honestly examine yourself.
其实我们做丈夫的慢慢越来越会认识一件事。
As husbands, we slowly come to this understanding.
真是多谢了我们的妻子。
We thank our wives.
帮助我们成长。
Help us to grow.
否则我们真的是不怎么像样的。
Otherwise, we are not anybody.
所以如果神给你四个儿子
If God gave you four sons,
你为神的国度能够培养出四个敬虔的好男人
If you can train up four godly men in the kingdom of God,
你就救了四个好女人
You saved four good women.
听懂了吗
Understand?、
所以至少生四。
At least four.
那如果你有本领。
If you are able.
五个六个七个八个九个十个都可以。你不要觉得太多。
Don't think they're too many.
你真的不要觉得太多。
Do not think it's too many.
我们有一年在 San Diego 一个小教会服事。
There was one year we went to a small gathering in San Diego.
我在上面讲到。
I was speaking on the pulpit.
第一排坐了七个女生。
There were seven girls in the first row.
穿同样的衣服。
They dressed the same clothes.
最小的一个是抱在手上的。
The youngest one was held in the mother's hand.
不是妈妈抱。 一个姐姐抱
a sister was holding the youngest.
其他每个都坐在那里。
Everybody else sit.
每一个手上都拿了一支笔。
Every one of them has a pen in their hand.
每一个笔记本。
A notebook.
然后我在讲到他们就在写笔记。
I speak, they write.
我一开始不知道他们是在写笔记。
In the beginning, I didn't know that they were taking notes.
你知道我在教会跟年轻人讲道已经讲了多少年了？
You know, I've been speaking for many years in church.
To young people.
To young people.
我都知道他们在画什么。
I know what they're drawing.
什么漫画啊。
Cartoons.
是这个小姑娘啦。
Little girl.
还有就是他们有一些觉得很好笑的东西要把它画起来到时候就传给他们的朋友啊。
The funny things that they drew to pass to their friends.
就我是这么看的。
That's what my
因为我看多了嘛
observation.
但是那天聚会完了。
But after that day, that gathering ended.
我就在纳闷。
I was puzzled.
为什么纳闷呢因为中间有一个忘是老大还是老二。
I forgot it was the number one or number two. Perhaps number one.
他就在排队等着问问题。
She lined up to ask questions.
所以其他几个弟兄姐妹问完了问题就轮到他了。
So when other people ask the question, it's her turn.
他拿了笔记本上来问问题。
She came up with a notebook to ask questions.
他说叔叔啊。
Yeah, uncle.
你刚才讲说有这个字它的希腊原文是这个是不是这样子写的
And when you said this,Greek word for this word, do you write it like this?
我晕倒
了。I fainted.
怎么会有一个小孩子听到这个样子的?
Which one of the child listened to a sermon in this way?
我非常的惊讶。
I was shocked.
我就跟他聊天。
And I chat with her.
我说这都是你们家的。
Same family?
对。
Yep.
我说你娘呢?
Where's your mom?
Oh.我妈妈在跟别人讲话。
My mom's talking to somebody.
然后你看他们一会儿就坐在一块儿。
And they sit together.
然后去拿一些吃点心嘛。
You get some snack.
大家一起吃开心得不得了。
Have some
还有跟别的小朋友一起玩。
They play with other kids.
妈妈没有出现。
There's no mother.
妈妈不需要来照顾。
Mother did not come to look after.
那我就去找他妈妈。
So I went to look for the mom.
因为他告诉我妈妈站在那里在跟哪一个人讲话嘛。
Because she told me mom is there.
那我从背影看起来也看不出来什么特别。
Looking at her back, I couldn't see anything different.
等我走去看到他娘。
When I looked at her mom,
我不能相信。
I couldn't believe.
不能相信什么你知道吗
?What couldn't I believe?
七个孩子的娘。
The mother of seven kids.
怎么看起来这么年轻
?Look so young.
我在想他七个孩子一定会累死的。
And seven kids, she must be so tired.
然后跟他一问。
And then we ask.
哦他说我觉得做妈妈真好。
Being a mother is so wonderful.
除了前面几个累我一下下。
Though the first few was giving me some tiredness.
后面的我通通都不用管。
And all the ones after, I didn't have to look after them.
几年以后
few years later,
有人告诉我
someone told me,
他们升到老九了
they reached number nine,
开心得不得了
so very happy,
所以你千万不要以为孩子多什么
do not consider many multiple child as a cumbersome,
你要担心的
what you need to worry about,
是你想生
is that you want to have kids,
神不一定给你。
God does not necessarily give.
现在在北美。
In North America right now.
超过 30% 的新婚夫妇。
Over 30% of newlyweds.
想要孩子生不出来。
Want to have kids but could not.
花好多钱。
They spend a lot of money.
受好多苦。
Go through a lot of pain.
还不一定有孩子。
Not necessarily end up with children.
你可以有。
You can have.
那你不要。
But you don't want.
你有点笨。
It's a little foolish.
因为孩子是耶和华的赏赐啊。
Because children are inheritance of the Lord.
是神的产业。
He's God's inheritance.
是神赐给你的。
Is the blessing of God.
神要赐给你。
When God wants to give you.
你还不要。
You don't want.
我还能说什么呢？
What more can I say?
有皇帝那个年代。
Back when the age of the emperors.
皇帝要给谁什么东西？
If the emperor wants to give something to you.
感谢都来不及。
You need to give thanks.
是吧？所以我希望你们有这个对的观念。
I want you to have the right concept.
能生尽量生。
If you're able, have as many as possible.
那生不出来那是没办法，不是你的错。
If you can't have any, it's not your fault.
中国人常常有一个错误的概念。
Chinese have a wrong concept.
养不起哦。
We can't afford it.
谁告诉你养不起？
Who told you you can't afford it?
你放120个心。
Rest 120%.
神给你每一个孩子。
For every child you have,
神一定给你够用的恩典去养他。
God will give you enough grace to raise that child.
咱们中国人有句老话。
And the Chinese have this old saying.
一根草就有一滴露水。
On every straw, there is one dew.
不会养不起的。
You will never not afford it.
我们今天不是活在那个战争的年代。
We don't live in a war time.
我们今天怎么样都养得起。
However we manage, we can afford it.
我不知道你们有没有人认识林三刚弟兄。
Do you know our brother 林三刚?
他十个小孩。
He had 10 children.
他是全时间的传道人。
He's a full-time minister.
他刚刚来美国传道的时候，非常非常的艰难。
When he first came to the U.S., he lived a hard life.
几年前我遇到他。
A few years ago, I met him.
他那时候我忘了他是过90岁生日还是什么。
I forgot it was his 90 years birthday or something.
十个孩子。
10 children.
加上他们的丈夫或者妻子。
Plus their spouse.
加上小萝卜头。
Plus the little ones.
一屋子人啊。
A whole household.
然后。
一个教会。
我记得很清楚他那时候告诉我。
I remember clearly he said this to me.
他说孩子小的时候我们是有一点辛苦。
When the child was young, yes, it was hard for us.
他说但是我现在告诉你。
But now I tell you.
我轮流让他们表示一下孝心哦。
I let them take turn to show their respect.
我都来不及。
I don't even have time for it.
譬如说这个老二说我给你买好了裤子啊你带妈妈去。
Number two says, I bought you a cruise, take mom with you.
老三说我要给你做什么，老四说那十个呀，你们开玩笑。
And then they all take turn.
你生一个。
You have one.
你生两个。
Two.
整死你。
It's too hard.
We will torture you to death. 所以你们问的这个问题，我非常喜欢回答。
I enjoy answering this question.
你先回答。
这边有一个问题是，丈夫信主几年了？
Husband has believed the Lord for a few years.
最近他敬畏神、靠近神的信心不如从前了。
Now that he's less closer to God than he was before.
该怎么办？
What do I do?
我不知道这个原因是为什么，这个丈夫这个慢慢减少了。
I do not know the cause for the husband to draw away from the Lord.
也不晓得是犯罪呢，或是贪爱世界呢，或是懒惰呢，或是不知道。
Whether sinning or love the world or some other reason, don't know.
我相信，但是我为这个姐妹，我感谢主。
But I thank the sister.
她真关心她丈夫跟神的关系。
She cared her husband's relationship with God.
那当然，实际上面有一些方法。
In practicality, there are some ways.
那当然就是可以，我觉得可以找一些在教会里面的弟兄能够帮助他。
You can ask some brothers in the church to help him.
或是有一些像弟兄会
，or some brothers meeting.
在我们那边每隔一阵子就会有一个弟兄会。
Once a while, we would have a brothers meeting.
那其实那个弟兄会其实帮助非常大。
And that gathering does help.
你知道这个男人心中呢总是有说不出来的东西。
In a man's heart, there are unspeakable things.
那有时候姐妹也不一定能够了解。
And sometimes sisters couldn't necessarily understand.
那有时候就在这弟兄会当中弟兄一交通起来一交通之后。
And as the brothers fellowship together,
这个里面呢再一次被神摸到。
And they are touched by God.
所以这是一个这些一些可以实行的一些方式。
And this is something that can be done.
能够让这个弟兄有一个同伴弟兄能够一同的往前行。
Brothers can have a companion to walk together.
但是另外一个我觉得还是一个宝贵的就是姐妹为这个弟兄无助的祷告。
And more importantly, I think the sister should pray unceasingly for the brother.
丈夫是你的头。
Husband is your head.
但是你要更知道神是这个丈夫的头。
You need to know that God is your husband's head.
当这个丈夫出了问题
When your husband has some problems,
不是你自己去解决。
It is not for you yourself to solve.
你要祷告在这个丈夫上面的头来帮助他。
You need to pray that the head of the husband will help him.
我记得我刚结婚的时候
I remember when I just got married.
结完婚了我就觉得都很好了。
And I thought all is well.
那这个是我太太告诉我的事情。
And this is what my wife told me.
结婚的时候那个传道人特别告诉我太太。
After we got married, the preacher particularly told my wife.
他说我最担心的一件事情就是家伟跟神之间的关系。
What I'm most concerned with is our brothers and his relationship with God.
这个是我姐妹后来跟我讲的事情。
This is what my wife told me.
她从那一天开始就是每一天为我祷告。
From that day, she prayed for me every day.
现在想起来我真感谢主。
And when I look back, I really thank the Lord.
神是听祷告的神。
God does listen to prayers.
该怎么办呢？就是来到神面前。
What you do is you come before the Lord.
第二个问题
Second question.
我们都先后信了主
We all both believe in the Lord.
可是夫妻的关系还没有什么缓解
But our relationship are still struggling.
这个常常争吵
We have a lot of arguing.
那这旁边后面写的因为小事情
Because due to small matters.
那怎么能够改变呢
How do we change that?
因着小事
due to small issues
吵架最怕的就是不知道自己吵什么
having a fight the worst part is that you don't know why you fight
当初结婚之后跟我太太常常吵架
I fight a lot with my wife after we got married
这个吵完之后我就到头就躺在床上就睡觉了
after I fight I fall asleep
这个一睡了觉就什么都忘记了。
And as I woke up, I forgot everything.
天下太平。
Everything is well.
但是呢，你会发现那个东西啊，下一次又碰到同样的事情，又继续吵。
But next time you encounter the same thing, you have the same fight.
我太太有一次就跟我讲。
My wife told me once.
吵完了就说，我们要好好想一想，我们为什么要吵架。
We need to think about why we had this fight.
那时候我比较不懂事啊。
So I was immature back then.
不过那时候，不过说实在的，刚结婚的时候，通常都是弟兄比较不成熟。
To be honest, that is usually the brother when they get married is the less mature one.
还是想说要找找什么原因，为什么要吵架
？So let's look for some reasons why we fight.
我当初想着说，就是我不高兴嘛，就吵一下就是了。
I thought it's just because I wasn't happy. That's why we had a fight.
这个后来几年的调教之后
And after.A few years of training.
通常我们吵完架之后，我们就会想一想，到底是出了什么问题。
And after we had an argument, we discuss what went wrong.
可能是自己的这个态度不对。
Perhaps our own attitude was wrong.
可能是这个这个理由上面的问题。
Perhaps we had wrong reasons.
或是就是没有好好的去做的 maintenance.
Or you didn't do your maintenance well.
不管什么原因。
Whatever the reason.
但是吵架之后能够先去好好的去了解我们为什么吵架。
That you can spend some effort to discover why you had the fight.
当然这个只是能够稍微缓解一下。
And this only, relieve the problem a little.
但是有时候发现说当我们真正知道明白为什么吵架的时候。
But when we come to, discover the true reason behind our fight.
有时候发现是真正是做不到。
We realize that we couldn't do it.
怎么办？
Then what?
只有来到神面前求神来改变你的心。
We come before the Lord and to ask the Lord to change our heart.
需要多久会改变？
How long would it take to change?
还真不知道。
We don't know.
但是你要相信神会做事。
But you need to trust that God will work.
我太太最近跟我讲一件事情。
My wife lately told me this.
说我现在就看到你，我终于松了一口气。
Now I look at you with a sigh of relief.
我说什么事情
？I said, what's going on?
好像他说我现在看你好像比较懂事了一点。
Now you seem a little bit more mature.
感谢神，神就是在我们姐妹的祷告当中，神真的在弟兄身上改变了，做了许多的事情。
And through the prayer of sisters, God has done much work on brothers.
保罗在其实在提摩太前书那边也讲到，其实保罗自己在回想一生。
When Paul was, looking back at his life in the book of Timothy,
他想到神其实是何等的忍耐和怜悯。
He thought of God as being long patience and long suffering.
神在这个保罗身上花了多少的心血？
How much effort does God spend on Paul?
多少的忍耐？
How much patience?
造就了那时候的保罗。
And to fulfill then the Paul.
要很多东西生命的改变不是这么一下子。
It is not a sudden change in life.
但是就在这个祷告当中一年一年你会相信神是信实的主。
But in the prayers, year over year, you discover a faithful God.
我跟我太太结婚的时候常常吵架。
When we first got married, we fight a lot.
但是现在到了现在然后二十多年了，结婚二十多年。
Been married over 20 years.
你会发现，因为更多的了解，更多的那个基督的爱，我能够更多的能够有体贴的心在我的妻子身上。
Because of more understanding, because more love of Christ, we have more understanding for each other.
那现在会不会吵架呢
？Do we still have fights?
还是会的。
Yes, we do.
大概已经就越来越少，越来越少。
It gets rare and rare.
以前是大概每一两天都可以算出来的。
In the past, maybe one or two days.
但是上一次吵架我也不太记得是什么时候。
I don't really remember when we last had a fight.
神就在我们心中不断的改变。
God continually changes.
所以吵架不是坏事。
To argue is not a bad thing.
白白的吵那才是倒霉。
But if you argue in vain, that's sadness.
希望能够借着这个生活中的小事情能够彼此认识。
May that through these little things we gain more understanding for each other.
让神能够在这个夫妻当中能够做改变的工作。
May God do the changing work in the marriage.
下面这个问题是作为姐妹面对不幸的父亲
，as a sister and I was a unbelieving father，
因为她的骄傲和强势与丈夫有很多的隔阂
，because of his pride and arrogance and there's much problem with him and the husband，
怎样处理这样子的关系
？How do we settle a relationship like this？
在弟兄与父亲之间如何调和的工作
？How do we help？The husband and the father to become better.
Yeah, 就是这个姐妹她有一个不幸的丈夫，不幸的这个父亲。
So this sister has an unbelieving father.
就是常常这个父亲就跟着她自己的丈夫闹矛盾。
And the father would quarrel with the husband.
当然，今天我们上过了课。
Now we went through that lesson today.
把这个答案先讲一下。
Go over the answer.
丈夫能够按着这个圣经来尊荣你的父亲。
If a husband can, by the Bible, to honor your father,
你会相信神会做事。
You will believe that God will work.
我曾经碰过一个姐妹，她也是碰到有这样的情形。
I've met a sister that had a similar issue.
这个丈夫跑来找我，他说问我该怎么办。
The husband came to me, asked me what to do.
但是我摸摸鼻子，说实在我也不知道。
And I said I don't understand. I don't know.
但是我看到这个姐妹真的有智慧。
But I see that this sister was wise.
她说，你看过打排球没有
？Have you ever seen a volleyball game?
就是有一个人就是做球。
One would do the volley.
那另外一个就是杀球。
And the other one will do the strike.
总是会正中目标。
And they will hit the target.
他说啊，爸爸我了解。
I know my father.
他知道处处如何帮这个丈夫做球。
And he knows how to set up the volley for the husband.
他说，譬如说有时候这个爸爸喜欢下棋。
For example, my dad likes to play chess.
然后就这个安排了一次，哎，就有一个机会去看爸爸。
So there's a chance that we visit the dad.
然后就赶快跟着丈夫讲，哎，这个接下来跟爸爸下个棋啊。
Oh, so she told the husband, play a game with dad.
但是下棋的时候你要注意哦。
But when you play, you need to pay attention.
不能赢呢。
You cannot win.
这丈夫当初不晓得为什么，这个为什么要下棋？这个还不能赢。
Why play chess but cannot win?
但是这个丈夫啊，就听了，就下棋下下的，还真的输了。
So they played and the husband lost.
哇，你知道这个老爸多高兴啊
！And the dad was happy.
这个好像他的骄傲得到满足一样。
As if his pride was fulfilled.
哇，那天晚上他说这个他老爸跟他的丈夫两个人吃了晚饭，多高兴。
And after meal that afternoon, the father and the husband had a good time.
这个有时候这个姐妹又安排了这个去散散步。
And sometimes the sister arranged for a walk.
那有时候就是发现或是去哪边去聊聊天。
Or go somewhere to talk.
那只要发现这个老爸跟这个丈夫交谈的有点矛盾的时候
，as soon as the father and husband have some sort of problem，
他就马上去跟着老爸去撒娇一下
，and she would go and nag her dad，
就马上把这个丈夫给带走
，and would drag the husband away。
这个我实在非常非常佩服
，and I envy that。
但是我还是跟这个丈夫能够讲一件事情。
But I told the husband this one thing.
姐妹是能够在这个丈夫跟父亲当中有一个润滑剂的作用。
Sister is like a lubricant between the father and the husband.
但是这个丈夫我跟他很熟，我们一起来学一个功课。
So I learned this lesson together with that husband.
我说盼望神给你一个爱灵魂的心。
God gave you a heart that loves the lost soul.
你不要看到你怕，你的丈夫就怕。
Do not see your husband and then you be afraid.
就退缩。
And to draw back.
盼望神给你一个爱，是能够真正的在主里面能够接纳他。
May God give you a love that in the Lord you can accept him.
能够欢欢喜喜的跟他在一起。
That you can rejoice while you're with him.
或许神就可以用着你，可以让他爸爸看见什么是信耶稣的人。
Perhaps through you, God will show him what does it mean to believe in Jesus.
我跟这个弟兄，大概经过五年吧。
Maybe after 5 years with this brother.
那我后来有一次，我就听到这个丈夫就跟我说，他父亲信主了。
The husband came and said, "Father-in-law believe in the Lord."
他信主不是因为他的女儿说服了他。
It wasn't because that the daughter persuaded him.
他说他在从他很讨厌的这个丈夫中看见了不一样的人。
Is that through this very difficult person he saw a different man?
好，下一个问题。
Next one.
丈夫常常不分时间场合的吵我们。
Without knowing when and where, the husband would annoying us.
他说很烦啊。
It's very annoying.
这我想是这个是姐妹写的哈。
I'm guessing the sister wrote this one.
我为什么也讲说是姐妹写的
Why I guess this is a sister?
因为通常就是丈夫都不知道自己有什么问题
Most of the time, husbands don't know what they're causing.
那我已经假设你写的是真的、哦、
I assume what you wrote is right.
这个丈夫有病了，而且这个病得蛮重的。
The husband is sick and sick severely.
这个通常的病人都不知道自己有什么问题、啊。
And the sick people usually do not know their sickness.
我爸爸以前是医生啊。
My dad was a physician.
那有些人是有病了，他就自己来看病。
Some people when they are sick, they come to see him.
那有些人是被家人拖来的。
Some people were dragged by their relatives.
那我爸爸就看着他说你有什么病吗
My dad asked him, what's wrong with you?
那那个人就说我没病呢
I'm not sick.
是他们把我拖来。
They dragged me here.
我爸爸看一看他说哎就开个药你真的有病了。
My dad looked at him, give him a prescription.
那个人就讲说我真的没病。
The other one argued, I'm not sick.
我为什么讲说这个丈夫真的病得蛮重的
Why do I say this husband was sick severely?
因为我以前也是像这样的。
Because I was like this once.
对我妻子天天唠叨唠叨。
And I nag my wife every day.
我都不知道我自己有这个问题。
I didn't know I had this problem.
我有一次自己做了一个实验。
One day I did a little test.
那我就拿一个录音机啊，收音机放在我这边，把我一天说的话全部录下来。
I put a recorder and recorded all my conversations throughout the day.
就我也不晓得反正我就好玩就是一天的话全部录下来。
I thought it was fun, I just recorded.
不管是在工作当中对着同事说的话
,whether at work with my coworkers,
对妻子说的话
,or with my wife,
或是对孩子说的话
,or with the kids,
反正全部录下来。
I recorded it.
录完了之后隔了一阵子我就把它放出来听一听。
And after a while, I replayed the tape.
当初没有想说会什么样情形。
I didn't know what it was.
结果我听了之后我自己都惊讶。
And I was shocked after I heard it.
我自己怎么说话是口无遮拦呢、啊
why do I speak so bluntly?
好像想要骂人就骂人。
And when I want to blame people, I say it.
这个好像要刁难人就口这个话语就这样出来。
When I want to give somebody a hard time, I say those words.
后来有一段是让我自己真正知道了自己有问题。
And then I discovered that I have problems.
就是我跟我太太在讲话的时候。
Is when I talk to my wife.
那我太太只问说今天怎么样呢
?My wife asked, how was your day?
这个你赶快去把你的这个裤子拿去这个洗衣机上面拿去放在洗衣机里面去洗。
Take your clothes to the washer.
就这样子而已。
That's it.
然后我这个人就爆发出来。
And then I exploded.
你是说我脏吗
Are you telling me I'm dirty?
你看不惯我吗
Are you not happy with who I am?
然后就把这全部 list 全部就讲出来了。
And I bring out the whole list.
我那次听了之后，我才真正自己蛮可怕的。
And after I listened to the tape, I was afraid.
我那时候才真正开始谨慎我的言行。
And I was then cautious of my words.
我现在开始学着，我看看我的妻子，我该怎么说话。
And I look at my wife and I learn how to speak.
所以当你看到说这个丈夫常常不分时候场合的吵我这个是很烦。
You discover that the husband annoy me at all times.
那一方面我想这个丈夫或许你可以把一个录音机把自己录下来看看。
Perhaps as husbands you can also record yourselves.
你看看你需不需要你太太也是这样子对你说话。
Would you expect your wife to speak to you in this manner?
那做妻子人你也不需要他怎么对你你就这样对他啊。
Wives, you do not have to treat them, counter-react, treat them like this way.
能够为他祷告。
Be able to pray for him.
好下面一个问题。
Next question.
作为弟兄如何表现如果表现强势
If a brother is very strong personality
姐妹就会说你不爱他
And sister would say you don't love me
那如果表现得很忍让谦卑
If brothers be patient and let the wife have his way her way
姐妹又会说 我们不像做头的。
And sisters say that we are not like acting like head.
究竟如何把握这个平衡呢？
How do we keep this balance?
我先要跟姐妹讲一声。
Let me speak to the sisters first.
你已经是很幸福的姐妹了。
You are a lucky sister.
已经有一个弟兄常常在听你的声音了。
A brother often listens to your voice.
对的弟兄呢？
As for the brother,
多看看主。
Look more at the Lord.
不要让姐妹对你的评价成为你自己心中的难处。
Do not let how your wife comment you become a hindrance in your heart.
因为说实在，真正只有主知道怎么样一点一点的带领你。
Only the Lord truly know how to lead us a little bit at a time.
因为只有当你真正越常常看主的时候，
Because when we always look at the Lord,
主的形象就在你身上就越发的加增。
And His image grows more and more on us.
一方面好好的看看主。
On one hand, look at the Lord.
另外一方面也好好谢谢姐妹的建议。
And on the other hand, give thanks to the suggestions from the wife.
因为也有一个这么爱你的姐妹。
Because you have such a loving wife.
她这么在意你像不像神。
She cares this much about whether you are like Christ.
所以我觉得你这问题并不大。
It's not a big problem in my...
所以感谢主。
I thank the Lord.That's it.
有一个问题，他说有什么比较实际的例子
？What are some practical examples？
能够很成功的表达爱的语言。
That can successfully express the language of love.
好像这个肯定的言辞啊
Like words of affirmation.
或者是很温柔的话语啊
Or tender words.
我想要回答这个问题啊
In order to answer this question,
可能会花太多时间
It probably take too much time.
那不如你们就去买一本那个的 Five,Love language.
买那本书。
爱的五种语言。也有的翻译翻作爱之语好像是。反正就是它英文就是 The Five Love Languages. 那个学挺有用的。
It's a very practical, that book.
很多的榜样在里面告诉我们。
A lot of examples in that book.
怎么表达爱。
How to express love.
像我是以前非常不懂得表达爱的。
I didn't know how to express my love in the past.
这个那个没有手机的年代。
At the time when we had no cell phone.
她开车出去了。
She goes out driving.
然后没回来。
She didn't come home.
我回到家。
I got home.
她不在家。
She's not home.
这是很奇怪的事。
It's a strange thing.
因为他知道我最不喜欢的就是我回到家的时候他不在家。
Because she know that what I hate most was when I come home, she's not home.
所以平常他是我去上班的时候他尽量去疯都没关系。
So while I'm at work, she can go crazy.
但是他总是要趁着在我回家之前早一分钟到家。
She would beat me 1 minute to get home.
所以一到家他已经在家了他就很高兴我在家。
So when I'm home, when she's home, I'm home.
Okay. 在家。
But she's not home.
我已经很不高兴。
I was not happy.
5 minutes 以后还不在家。
5 minutes later, she's still not home.
平常她如果真的有事。
Sometimes when she really had something to do.
她会留个纸条。
She left me a note.
告诉我说我去哪里了赶不回来。
I went this place, I won't make it.
啥都没有。
Nothing.
啥都没有。
Nothing.
半个钟头了。
Half an hour later.
这个时候我已经冒烟了，对不对
？I'm smoldering.
那冒烟的同时呢
？While I'm smoldering.
其实我开始担心了。
I get a little worried.
就在猜。
I'm guessing.
哎，他是不是去探访那一个姐妹？
Did she go visit that sister?
就打电话到那人家家里。
I make a phone call.
我太太在不在你家？
Is my wife there?
没有。
No.
再猜。
I'm guessing.
那会不会到什么地方去做别的什么事啊？
Did she go that place to do that?
再打个电话到那边问。
I call over there.
没有。
No.
几个我可以猜得到他可能去的地方
，a few of possibility places，
都没有
，she's not there。
这时候里面怎么样
？Then what？
哎呀，那个急的嘞
！And I got very anxious。
一个小时
，an hour。
一个半小时
，an hour and a half。
两个小时
，two hours。
这个时候你知道会变成什么样
？Then what you become？
拼命祷告
you pray so fervently
对吧
right
主啊保守他
oh Lord keep her
啊他绝对不能够出事情啊
let nothing happen to her
啊让他平安回来啊
let her come home safe
对不对祷告祷告
as I pray
garage 的那个门开了
garage door open
高兴不高兴
was I happy
啊、高兴吧
I was happy
很高兴的对不对
should have been very happy
冲到楼下去
I ran downstairs
到了 garage 那边
get to the garage
打开门他一走进来
open the door she comes in
猜我第一句话是什么
guess what did I say first
死到哪去了
where did you die
还晓得回来哦。
Oh, you know how to come home, huh?
爱不爱她
Do I love her?
那讲这个话人家会觉得你爱吗
When you say those words, do you express love?
完全是两码事对不对
It's totally two different things.
这个都是我们要学的了。
These things we need to learn.
你不学你讲的话都是伤人的。
If you don't learn, your words hurt.
你明明爱。
You love.
但你表达出来的不是爱
But what you expressed is not love
反而是伤害
But hurt
这个太糟糕了
That's so sad
所以那本书我是鼓励没有看过的人看一看
So I encourage you to read that book
不只是看
not
要练习的
Not only to read but practice
要练习的
But practice
这个不简单的
It's not easy
这个刘弟兄你说啊老婆有办法搞一些好的想法放到老公的耳朵里面
Father Liu has said that wives can find some ways to put some thoughts in the husband's head
然后说是他想出来的好办法
and then make him think that this is his good idea
然后帮他成功
and help him to succeed
而且非常甘心乐意的顺服他这个好的 idea
and therefore willingly submit to this good idea
这个看起来好像有一点跟顺服相矛盾的
it seems to contradict with submission
弟兄姐妹你记住
friends sisters remember
我再说一遍
I say again
顺服
submit
对着一个代表的权柄
To a representative authority.
的顺服
That kind of a submission.
必须是建立在对神绝对权柄的顺服之下
Must be under the absolute submission to God.
如果你很清楚地知道
If you clearly understand.
这个好的主意
This good idea.
是神的旨意
Is the will of God.
是神所喜悦的
Is pleasing to the Lord.
你帮助你的先生能够有这个好的主意
You help your husband to have this good idea.
就是顺服
That is submission.
看清楚了
吗 Are we clear?
弟兄怎么做才能够使自己老的时候还有朋友
What brought... What should brothers do that when they get old, they still have friends?
哦，这个是非常非常重要的问题。
This is a key question.
因为华人教会的弟兄
Because Chinese brothers in the church,
基本上只有同工。
They only have co-workers.
没有朋友。
No friends.
这是极大的悲哀。
This is such tragedy.
那你要怎么做呢？
What do you do?
如果到了一个年龄，
When you reach a certain age,
要交朋友不是自然的事情。
It's not a natural thing to make new friends.
交朋友是要努力才可以交到的。
To make friends requires effort.
不是每一个人都可以跟你做比较亲密的朋友。
Not everybody can be a close friend to you.
教会不是每一个同工都应该跟你很亲密。
Not necessarily all co-workers should be very close to you.
你要选。
You need to choose.
你选别人，别人也会选你。
You choose them, they choose you.
然后你要花时间。
And then you spend time.
你要能够彼此有机会互相的了解。
You have the opportunity to know each other.
能够制造一些机会是一起做一些事情。
To create some chances to do something together.
一起读经，一起祷告，没问题。
To read the Bible, to pray, that's fine.
但是如果只有一起读经一起祷告一定有问题。
But if you just pray and read the Bible, then you have problems.
你看耶稣带门徒没有叫他们一天到晚就跟着耶稣一起读经一起祷告的。
Jesus did not train his disciple to read the Bible and pray all the time.
耶稣带门徒都干什么事？
What did Jesus take his disciples?
吃饭。
Have meals.
你们有没有注意到在圣经里面记载了多少次耶稣带着门徒去吃饭？
Have you remember how many times the Lord took his disciples to meals?
有没有注意到？
Have you taken notice?
那这很特别的。
It's very special.
不只是吃饭。
Not just to meals.
耶稣带着门徒去 hiking.
They went hiking.
对不对？带着他们出去一下又看花一下草又看了什么百合花又看到什么天上飞鸟对吧
?I wanted to see the lilies and the birds in the air.
简单的说
,in simple terms,
要找机会生活在一起。
Take time to live together.
当然要交朋友。
Of course you need to make friends.
是有危险的。
There's a risk.
因为你必须向别人打开。
Because you must open yourself up to them.
你越向别人打开
The more you open,
别人就会越向你打开
They will open more to you.
但是当彼此打开的时候
But when you open up to one another,
不要忘记
Do not forget,
我们是基督徒
We are Christians.
我们是神的孩子
We are children of God.
但是我们也还是一个罪人
But we are still a sinner.
里面的骄傲
The pride within.
里面的增进
the quarrel within. The strife, the competitiveness.
里面的自私
the selfishness inside.
都很可能让我们在不爽的时候
is that when we are unhappy.
因为对方向我们是打开的
because the other person opened up to us.
我们很可能就会去伤害对方。
It's possible that we hurt the other person.
听懂了没有？
You understand?
那我们会这样做。
We can do this.
别人会不会这样做？
Could others do this to us?
别人也会的。
Yes.
所以我们一定要在心里面有一个预备。
So in our heart, we need to have this preparation.
就是不断的提醒自己
is to continually remind ourselves
尽你可能的不要伤害向你打开的人
try your best not to hurt those who opened up to you
尽你可能的不要你一定要很小心
do your best be very careful
尽量不要伤害
try not to hurt them
如果发现你伤害了对方
if you discover that you hurt them
赶快道歉
Apologize right away.
认错。
Confess.
不要觉得他那天也伤害我了。
Don't think, oh, he hurt me the other day too.
你越快道歉。
The quicker you apologize.
越快认错。
The quicker you confess.
你们中间的关系 就越稳固。
The stronger and firmer your relationship becomes.
这是一个非常重要的事情。
This is very important.
我们的主耶稣
Our Lord Jesus.
他比谁都知道我们会伤害他。
He knows more than anybody that we would hurt him.
但是他向我们毫无保留。
But he opened up to us without reserve.
以至于我们很容易伤害他。
So that we hurt him so easily.
但是他甘心乐意地被我们伤害。
But he was willing to be hurt by us.
你真的想交一些好朋友。
If you want to make good friends.
你就要甘心乐意地被他伤害。
You need to be willingly hurt by them.
这是很重要的学习。
This is key learning.
原谅我讲。
Forgive me for saying.
一个人在这件事情上不好好学习
If someone who does not learn this matter
连你的妻子
Even your wife
连你的孩子
Even your children
等他长大以后
Once they grow up
都不会是你的好朋友
They will not become your good friend
你知道这很悲哀啊
This is tragedy
很悲哀啊
Tragedy
我们教会的弟兄们
The brothers in our church
他们羡慕我
They envy me.
不是羡慕我可以讲道。
Not envy that I can preach.
他们也会讲道的。
They can preach.
他们最羡慕我的是什么
?The most thing that they envy about me.
当然是羡慕说我老婆好。
Of course, I have a good wife.
但是那个还不是他们最羡慕。
But that's not the key envy.
他们最羡慕的是我的孩子跟我的关系特别好。
They're most envious that my children are close with me.
我是我孩子的最好的朋友。
I am the best friend to my children.
他里面什么问题都愿意跟我讲。
They want to talk anything about me.
现在虽然我们住得很远。
Though we live very far apart.
我们很少有时间打电话。
We rarely have time to call.
但我们一年总有很多次可以见面的。
But we have a couple times a year we can meet up.
一见面他可以跟我聊半个钟头聊一个钟头聊两个钟头聊两三个钟头我们一直有话讲
Once we meet we can talk for hours and hours
因为我们是好朋友
Because we're good friends
你如果不先在你的家里练习这件事
If you don't practice this in your house first
让你的太太成为你的好朋友
Make your wife to be your good friend
让你的孩子长大以后成为你的好朋友
make your children your good friend when they grow up
你在教会里面要学这个难度还是比较高的
It is quite a bit challenge for you to learn this in the church
我们需要在这方面学习
We need to learn in this matter
你不学习
If you don't learn this
我们讲很多属灵的高调
We talk about many spiritual high points
什么基督的身体啊
The body of Christ.
啊，我们都是肢体啊。
We're all members.
啊，我们彼此联系啊。
We're all joined together.
啊，彼此相爱啊。
We love each other.
我告诉你，都是高调。
It's very high talk.
都是讲好听的。
Speaking pleasant things.
你没有办法先跟少数几个弟兄真的活在一起。
If you couldn't live with a few brothers together,
你还谈什么基督的身体？
What do you talk about the love of the body of Christ?
你还谈什么神永远的旨意?
Why would you talk about the eternal purpose of God?
我对着有一些人
To some people
他们讲的道
Their sermons
那个内容我一点问题都没有
I have no problem with the content
但是因为我认识他们呢
But because I know them
我知道他们孤单得不得了
I know they're so very lonely
他们是人家敬他
They respect him.
也有人爱他
People love him.
也有人听他话
People listen to them.
也有人捧他
People treasure him.
但是没有一个人可以做他的朋友
But nobody can be his friend.
这样懂了吗
Do you understand?
其实是很大的悲哀
It is such tragedy.
所以我希望你们特别是中间一些比较年轻的
I encourage you, particularly some of you are younger,
好好学这个功课。
Learn this lesson well.
非常重要。
Very important.
那年龄比较大的呢?
For those who are older,
我们比较难。
We are a little harder.
因为你学了这个。
Because you learned this.
你愿意这样做。
You want to do this.
但你旁边不太有什么人像你这个年龄的。
But、
他愿意跟你干了。
Few people in your age group want to do this with you.
你懂我的意思吗？
Do you understand?
你想跟他做朋友。
You want to be friend with them.
他给你一招。
He make a move.
叫做保持距离以测安全。
Keep distance to be safe.
对，你找他吃饭。
You ask them for dinner.
他就给你吃饭。
They go to dinner with you.
在吃饭的时候呢，这个，哎呀，温哥华今天出太阳了，不错啊。
But when they eat, oh, it's sunny today, it's nice.
心里的话从来半句不漏。
They do not speak anything from their heart.
所以你会比较难。
Then it's harder.
会比较难。
It's harder for you.
那你就要祷告。
Then you need to pray.
你要求神怜悯你。
May the Lord have mercy on you.
那另外呢？
On the other hand,
如果真的太困难，
if it's truly too hard,
你干脆就在组里面去爱几个年轻人，
love a few younger brothers in the Lord,
找几个忘年之交，
find someone who forget their age.
弟兄们，我实在告诉你，这是真的。
Brothers, let me tell you if it's true.
你找一个可能跟你儿子差不多大的。
Find someone similar to your son's age.
或者比你儿子还小的。
Or younger than your son.
但是他不嫌弃你。
But they don't pick you. They're not picky about you.
他愿意花时间跟你聊天。
They want to spend time to talk with you.
你真心的去爱他。
You love him with your heart.
你爱他像爱自己的儿子一样。
You love him as your son.
你愿意把你生命中你在主面前所有学到的东西早早的教给他们。
You want to pass on the life learning you had in the Lord to them.
让他们少走一些弯路。
So that they take less detours.
让他们在神的手中能够成为贵重的器皿。
That they become vessel for honor in the hand of the Lord.
你会很惊讶。
You'll be surprised.
有的时候他们对你的理解。
Their understanding of you.
会比你同年龄的人还理解你。
That they would be more close than people of your age.
真的。
True.
真的。你如果不肯放下你的身段。
If you are unwilling to lay down your position.
也不肯投资你的时间在比你年轻的弟兄身上。
Nor willing to invest time on the younger brothers.
那就继续做你孤单的老人吧。
Be a lonely senior then.
感谢神也要感谢人。
Thank God and thank people.
这样的话可以在教会里面讲台上来教导吗？
Can you teach such a thing on a sermon in the church?
你问的这个问题啊,
This question.
我不敢回答。
I dare not answer.
因为我回答说不可以。
If I say no,
是不对的。
It's wrong.
因为确实我们应该感谢神。
Indeed, we need to thank God.
确实我们应该感谢人。
Indeed, we need to thank people.
任何人对我们有帮助，任何人对我们有恩惠，我们都应该感谢。
If anybody,
所以我不能够说不可以。
If anybody helped us, we need to thank them, so I can't say no.
但是我也不敢跟你说，对，应该这样做。
But I can't tell you that, yes, you should do it.
因为很多的情况之下，
Because under many circumstances,
我们对神的感谢是嘴巴上的。
Our thank to God is with lip service.
而我们对人的感谢，
But our thank to people,
很多的时候是为着讨好人抬举。
And sometimes we want to please men.
那其实那是不对的。
That is wrong.
所以这个问题不在乎你做什么。
So this question doesn't matter what you do.
只有你自己知道。
Only you know.
你的动机是什么。
What is your true motive?
那至于讲台的弟兄他讲什么。
As to what the brothers speak on the pulpit.
我劝弟兄姐妹一句话。
I exhort you, brothers and sisters.
如果他讲的话，
If what he said,
你很清楚的知道是违背了圣经的教训，
If it clearly disobeys the teaching of the Bible,
你不需要接受。
Do not accept it.
你要知道，连保罗讲道。
Even when Paul was preaching,
比利亚的弟兄姐妹们都很努力的查考圣经。
And the brothers in Pedia, they searched the Bible.
要知道那道是与不是。
Whether or not that word is yes or no.
他们一定要看神的话。有你讲的东西有没有违背神的话
？They had to check whether your speaking is in line with the Bible.
那如果没有违背神的话
，if it didn't disobey the Bible，
可能表达的方式不够准确
，perhaps it's less clear in the expression。
可能举了一些例子你不爽
，perhaps you don't like the examples they gave。
学会一个功课
，learn a lesson。
台上讲道的人
，the one who's speaking。
他是神的仆人。
He is a servant of God.
神会管他的。
God will take care of him.
你谦卑的去学你该学的。
Humbly learn what you need to learn.
就可以了。
Then that's it.
做妻子的。
As wives.
有什么很实际的方法
What are some practical ways?
可以尊敬自己的丈夫呢
And can respect your husband.
我自己想提醒做姐妹的
I want to remind sisters.
大部分的男人
Vast majority of men.
都很要面子
They like their reputation.
所以他所有的缺点
So all of their weaknesses
你所有需要帮助他指教他的时候
At any time that you need to correct him
不要在别人面前做
Do not do it in front of other people
这是对他很大的尊重
This is a great honor to him
而且会让你的帮助比较有果效
And make your help fruitful
如果你在别人面前做
If you do this in front of people
就是你讲的对
Even when you spoke correctly
他也要找一个歪理来跟你辩
He's going to find a reason to argue with you
而且他一点都不会感谢你给他的帮助
And he not at all will thank you for your help
其他的方面
Other aspects
其实男人很大部分都很粗
Men are very rough
那是泥巴做的嘛
？Made of dust and dirt。
所以你不用太担心。
Don't worry about too much。
只要不要在别人面前数落他。
As long as you don't dishonor him in front of people。
不要在别人面前使唤他。
Do not boss him around at other people。
就 OK 了。
It should be fine。
其实男人比较好搞。
Men are easier to deal with。
夫妻双方如果有一方或者是两方都是第二次婚姻
For the marriage, if both sides are second time marriage
或者是有一边是 second time
Or one side, one of them is a second time marriage
这样的婚姻神会祝福吗
Would God bless such a marriage?
这样的婚姻也可能是神设立的吗
Could God have ordained such a marriage?
我可以告诉你
Let me tell you.
不管你以前做了多少错误的事情
Regardless of what wrongs you've did in the past.
不管你是在信主以前干的还是信主以后干的
Whether believing the Lord or after believing the Lord.
只要你对着过去的错误
As long as when you're facing the past mistakes.
你很真诚地在神的话语光中知道那是错的。
By the light of the word of God, you sincerely understood your mistake.
你知道你错。
You knew you're wrong.
你求耶稣的宝血洁净。
You pray for the precious blood of Jesus to cleanse you.
你尽你最大的努力去赔偿，去弥补你所犯的错误。
Do as your best to make up for your mistakes.
你不要担心你过去的错误。
Do not worry about your past mistakes.
因为我们的神
because our God
他的恩典是超过我们能够想象的
His grace passes our understanding
我刚信主的那些年
when I first believed
我有很多的罪
I have many sins
是一犯再犯
I commit them once and over
犯完了以后很后悔
I'm very sorrowful when I commit the sin
然后认罪
I confess my sins
然后求主赦免我
I pray for forgiveness
过不了几天
After a few days
一下又忘记了
I forgot
又去干同样的事
I did the same thing again
然后又被神光照
And the Lord illuminated me
然后又认罪
I confess my sins
然后又悔改
I confess my sins I repent.
这样子搞到第十次的时候，有没有一点烦呢、啊、
？By the time to the tenth time, isn't a little cumbersome?
你自己会对自己很烦，你知道吗
？You feel cumbersome about yourself. You're tired.
你怎么这么糟糕啊
？How can you be so bad?
真的觉得很没面子。
You feel it's so such a shame.
到一个地步。
To an extent.
连到神面前去跟神讲话
Even going before the Lord to talk
去承认我犯了错误
To confess my wrongs
都觉得很丢脸
I felt shameful
都觉得说这个不像话、啊、如果今天有一个人这样子一直一直的来找我我跟你讲你还有脸来吗你
And I said if someone offended me this way keep coming at me this way. I said, shame on you.
你怎么好意思再来呢
how can you come to me over and over?
但是我很感谢神
But I thank God.
有一次读经的时候
One time I was reading the Bible.
神就让我看到
God showed me.
他说他把我们的罪孽
He put our sins, iniquities.
丢在深海里、啊、
He cast them in the deep sea.
永不纪念。
He never remembers.
他宝血洗我们啊。
The precious blood washes us.
是把我们洗得干干净净的。
Cleanse us so clean.
这好像我们从来没有犯过罪一样的。
As if we've never sinned.
这个对我是一个很大的光照。
It was such an illumination to me.
因为我真的是觉得我没脸去看主。
Because I feel shameful when I come before the Lord.
但是我看到那个圣经的时候，我就问主。
When I read that verse, I asked the Lord.
我说主啊，这个真的很不好意思啊。
I said, Lord, I'm so shameful.
我都不敢来了。
I don't want to come to you.
我犯这么多次罪啊。
I have done this so many times.
我做梦都没有想到。
Not in my wildest dream.
我里面好像有一个。那怎么形容那个经历
How can I describe my experience?
我好像在做梦。
As if I was dreaming.
我好像就不再祷告了。
It seems I stopped praying.
我好像在梦里面一样。
As if I was in a dream.
然后在那个梦里面我好像看到什么呢
And in that dream I saw this.
我好像看到主。
As if I seen the Lord.
但看不清楚。
Vaguely.
但是我可以跟他讲话。
But I could talk to him.
我丢脸了。
I'm so shameful.
干这么多坏事。
I've done this many wrongs.
丢脸。
So shameful.
我都不好意思来找你了。
I don't know how to come to you.
然后那个声音就对我说。
And then that voice spoke to me.
你等一下。
Wait a minute.
我去查一查你的记录。
Let me search your record.
看你到底干了多少次坏事。
See how many times you've done what?
查了以后。
After searching.
我说不对啊
No, he said
我的记录上你没有了
My record doesn't have anything about you
你没有干过坏事啊
You've done nothing wrong
你为什么不好意思来呢
Why are you shameful coming to me
我告诉你
Let me tell you
我不能相信
It's unbelievable
我不能不相信
I could not believe
怎么有这种事情
How could such a thing happen
怎么有这种事情
How can this happen
但这是真的
But it's true.
神他不但赦免我们
Not only God forgave us.
他 他忘记我们一切所犯的罪。
He forget all our iniquities.
他不但 forgive, 他 forget. 他不只是赦免，他忘记，他彻底的把它涂掉。
And he blotted out totally.
这就是 Lance Lamberg 讲的。
This is what Brother Lance Lamberg said.
他说神把我们的罪孽丢在深海里。
When God cast our sins in the deep ocean,
神还在那个地方放了一个牌子。
And God also made a sign there.
No fishing. 你不要在那里钓鱼。太多的时候神已经赦免我们的罪。
Too many times that when God has already forgave,
我们天天要把它吊起来再回味一下。
We want to hook it back up.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这是我们的神。
This is our God.
他是这样的一位神。
He's this kind of a God.
如果你过去所有的罪你已经认过了。
If you have confessed to all of your sins,
对神来讲，
as to God,
通通都不存在。
It does not exist.
完全没有。
It's not exist.
那你现在的婚姻？
So now your current marriage.
你告诉我是不是神设立的？
You tell me, has it ordained by God?
当然是神设立的。
Of course it is.
哪一个婚姻可以没有神设立会成为婚姻的？
Which one of the marriage cannot be done without God?
那是不是神会祝福的？
Would God bless?
当然神会祝福。
Of course he would bless.
但是我们都知道一件事。
But we all know this.
神是乐意祝福我们的。
God willing to bless us.
我们有没有器皿去装这个祝福？
Do we have a vessel to contain the blessing?
我到海边去。
I go to the ocean.
海水多得不得了。
So much ocean water.
我用手装就是一把。
I hold in my hand a handful.
对吧？
Right?
还没走到岸边，没了。
Before I get to the shore, it's gone.
对不对？
Right?
我带个小桶子去。
I take a little bucket.
我可以带一桶回来。
I can bring a bucket back.
对吧？
Right?
那我如果带个大桶呢？
I bring a bigger bucket.
我就带个大桶可以回来。
I bring back a bigger bucket.
同样的道理。
Same idea.
上帝要赐给我们的恩典。
The grace that God wants to give to us.
比海还要多。
Is wider than the ocean.
还要深。
Deeper than the ocean.
还要大。
Bigger than the ocean.
我们能够享受多少？
How much can we enjoy?
根据我们在神面前的追求、学习、成长。
Depends on our pursuit, our learning, and our growth before the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
有很多人傻里傻气。
Many people are fool.
反正上天堂了。
Sure, I'm going to heaven anyway.
受洗吧。
I was baptized.
信主啊。
I believe in the Lord.
不需要太追求啊。
I don't need to pursue too hard.
不要背十字架。
Don't need to carry the cross.
不要对付自己啊。
Do not have to deal with myself.
不需要改变啊。
Do not need to change.
我现在想发脾气就发呗。
I let my temper loose anywhere.
大不了就认罪悔改嘛。
I just confess my sins.
贪心就贪一下吧。
I can covet.
反正主耶稣他也谅解的。
But Jesus, because he understands.
他很爱我们的，没问题的。
He loves me so much, there's no problem.
我何必要攻克己身，叫身服我呢？
Why do I have to conquer my body so that body puts submission to me?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，记住。
Remember.
圣经里面对我们所有的要求。
All the requirement in the Bible concerning us.
不是要限制我们。
Is not to limit us.
不是要叫我们过苦日子。
Not so that we live bitterly.
不是要叫我们这个好像什么福气都不可以有。
It's as if we have no blessings at all.
不是的。
It's not that.
圣经里面给我们所有的命令。
All the commandments in the Bible.
所有的要求。
All the requirements.
只有一个目的。
For one purpose.
是扩大。我们的气
is to enlarge our vessel.
是让我们的生命长大。
Our life grows bigger.
你生命越大。
The bigger your life.
你越有基督的身量。
The more stature of Christ you have.
你就越能够享受神给你诸般的祝福。
The more you can enjoy all kinds of blessing from the Lord.
我们那里有一个姐妹。
There's a sister in our midst.
刚刚到我们中间的时候
when she first came to our midst
就是个小媳妇
is a wife, any wife
谁知道小媳妇要怎么办她就是很可怜啊
she's a pity wife
self-pity、
okay.
为什么因为她也她是完美主义啊
she's a perfectionist、
啊、她什么事情她要做到完美啊
everything is perfect
那因为就是人生本来就不完美的嘛。
But because life is never perfect.
哦哟，她对自己很不满意。
So she's very unsatisfying about herself.
啊，对老公当然也不满意嘛。
Of course,
老公哪里完美的
？Unsatisfying about the imperfect husband.
天下没有个完美的老公嘛。
There is no perfect husband.
那只有一个，他是教会的老公。
There is one. It's a husband in the church.
对，他不是你的老公。
It's not your husband.
对吧？所以这个姐妹好可怜啊。
So she's pitiful.
哎，其实我们看这个姐妹啊
，But when we look at her,
你够有福气的了。
You are very blessed.
你都不知道别人家的故事哦。
You don't know other people's stories.
那是很奇妙。
But very strangely,
她每个礼拜三去参加我们的妈妈聚会。
Every Wednesday she goes to the mother's meeting.
每个礼拜三去。
Every Wednesday.
每个礼拜三去。
Every Wednesday.
你现在看到她。
Now you see her.
就是一个快乐的小妇人。
Is a happy wife, happy woman.
她老公变了没有
？Has her husband changed?
没啥变。
Not that much.
还是那么样。
Still the same.
她孩子变了没有
？Has her children changed?
没太大变，她孩子本来就乖啊。
Not that much. Her child behaved.
什么都很好的。
It's all good.
谁变了
？Who changed?
她变了。
She changed.
她长大了。
She grew up.
有没有压力啊
？Was there pressure？
哎，生活中总有压力的吧
？There's always pressure in life。
以前有点压力，他苦得要死。
In the past, when pressure came, he was bitter。
哎，他生活中有没有委屈啊
？Was there sorrow in life？
你知道，我们有一个姐妹，她说的最好。
One of our sisters, she spoke well。
她说：“我没有吃不了的苦。
”There is no suffering I can't take。
但是我就是不能受气。
But I cannot be angered.
很多人，你不要笑我们的姐妹。
Don't laugh at her.
我们大部分人都这样嘛。
We're most of the time like this.
哎呀，一点点的委屈啊。
A little bit of wrong.
啊，一点点被人家误会啊。
A little bit of misunderstood.
一点点的不公平啊。
A little bit of injustice.
我对你这么好。
I'm so nice to you.
我对你的家人这么好。
So nice to your family.
你怎么可以这个时候这样子对我呢
？How can you treat me like this?
完了
，That's it.
完了，
糟糕。
因为他的生命太小。
Her life is too little.
生命太小。
Life is too little.
承受不了什么东西。
Could not bear anything.
长大了。
Once she grows up.
这些事情还是发生的。
The same thing happens.
但对他来讲不是问题啊。
But to her, it's no longer a problem.
一点问题都没有。
It's no longer a problem.
他还相信神。
She trusts in God.
他知道他是神的宝贝。
She knows that she is God's treasure.
他知道说今天他受的所有的委屈。
She knows that all the mistake and mistreatment she received today.
耶稣都会亲自擦干他的眼泪。
Jesus will personally wipe off her tears.
他深深的相信
She deeply believed
今天他付出的一切
All the effort she put in today
因为是为主所付出
Because she done it for the Lord
在永世里
In eternity
都有荣耀的冠冕在等着
There is a glorious crown waiting for her
这快乐得不得了
So she's very happy
我多么盼望
I so desire
神能够帮助我们
That God can help us
让我们学会
That we learn this
让我们知道
That we know
保罗为什么说我要忘记背后努力面前向着标杆直跑
That I forget the past and press on toward the goal
但愿我们在神的家里
May we in the house of God
不要做一个懒散的人
Let us not be a lazy person.
努力地追求
Press on to the goal.
让里面的人长大。
So that the inner man grows up.
好了，我们郭弟兄已经告诉我时间到了。
Brother Paul indicates time's up.
就请郭弟兄带我们做个祷告。
Brother Paul, pray for us.
主，为了过去集堂的聚会，你向我们说了话，我们满心感谢你。
Lord, with all our heart, we give you thanks for what you have spoken to us.
主，既然你说离开了你，我们就不能做什么，所以主，求你更多把你自己想给我们。
Lord, because you said apart from you, we can do nothing. So Lord, give more of yourself to us.
让我们真知道，原来很多的问题都是我们自己老我的问题。
We come to realize that many of our problems arise from the old man.
所以主，我们再把自己放在恩主的手中。
Lord, once again, we put ourselves in your hand.
主，你来做。
Oh Lord, may you work.
当你做的时候，我们才能够经历享受真正从你来的幸福和喜乐。
But when you do work, we can truly experience the joy and the blessing from you.
为了你说，为我们向我们所说的话，我们满心感谢你。
For what you have spoken to us, we give you all the thanks.
主，我们不但听见了，主给我们恩典，叫我们能够活在你心意的当中。
Not only we have heard it, Lord, give us grace that we can live in your will.
主，我们再感谢你。
Well, once again, we thank you.
我们祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.